Welcome to another podcast. It's Inside the World of Duotone, of course. I'm Lewis Crathan. And today we are going to talk to Carolyn Studman, who is the CEO of Viva Con Agua. They are a charity, an incredible charity, actually, based in Hamburg. And they pursue the vision of access to clean drinking water, hygiene facilities and basic sanitary provision for all people on the planet. An incredible 703 million people worldwide lack basic water supplies. Can you believe that? So, hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Lewis. I'm very excited to be here today.
Well, I've been lining this up for a while, actually, really wanting to hear all about you and what you've been doing. And the more I look at it, it's incredible. But for our listeners that are perhaps unfamiliar with Viva Con Agua, can you explain the charity's mission and primary focus?
Oh, yes, of course. Now I'm 7 years already involved with Viva Con Agua, but we are active 20 years already. So it was founded 20 years ago in Hamburg. And from day one, we had one vision: water for all. And as you said, there's a lot of people, millions of people worldwide lacking the access of clean drinking water. But in general, to see that the appreciation for water is the base of all life, it isn't sometimes really there, especially when I see people using a lot of water and kind of forgetting what it is a luxury to have water, clean drinking water in the households. So we try to do a lot of awareness raising around water. And we, as you said, we are a charity organization, non-profit organization, but we love to say that we are actually an all-profit organization,
because I like that.
Everything we do is really supporting development, chances, potentials, and people. And it is about really changing lives of human beings when they have the access of clean drinking water. So we support water projects, for instance, in South Africa, but also in India, Nepal, Uganda, Zambia, in different parts of the world, where we create the access to clean drinking water, usually very closely engaged with the communities that live in the places, because it's very important that it's also locally based. And next to this water projects, we also have a very strong volunteer base. So engagement for us is very important. And we have a lot of committed people who do their own activities for water, because when I say our vision is water for all, for us, it's really connected also with the all for water. So it needs a strong community to really make this vision to become true. And yeah, that's my engagement also for the last 7 years. And I'm very motivated to keep on going.
And so 7 years is quite a commitment. How did you get into this? What's your background and how did it start at Viva Con Agua?
Yeah, very interesting. I studied social management because I was always very interested in, on one hand, social ideas of how can organizations be very ethical and very human-centered and supportive. And so I had in my studies also the psychological background. And on the other hand, I was very interested in economics and KPIs and how to kind of also create organizations that are very efficient and have lean processes. So always these both worlds kind of very interested me. And then I started in a very early age with 24 years. I was leading a social care facility for children and youth for 3 years, and was the leading person responsible for the concept of the organization, leading the team of 22 staff. As a very young leader at that time.
And How old were you?
24 years. Wow. So it was some of our employees. They were already 25 years in that organization. And they were like, wow. Now you are our new leader.
Did that present some challenges to you?
Yes, definitely. Very cold water. And also, of course, there was a lot of me, myself, finding my own style of how do I want to lead? What is my, what are my values in leading? And what is my kind of style in that? But also because I was very young and not that experienced, I was also using a lot of participation of the team, and that kind of made us grow more together and really got a good combination of the long experienced staff on one hand, but also my more theoretical background and maybe also a social management perspective on how to create efficiency, especially in the social field. So I could gain some experiences in that. But after 3 years, I wanted to move to Hamburg because that organization was close to St. Peter Ording, so perfect for kitesurfing.
So you were doing too much kitesurfing. Is that what happened there? You were distracted.
Oh, unfortunately, too little. At that time, I was like very hardworking and from very early morning until late evenings, and I couldn't find a lot of time for kitesurfing. But to be honest, it's like that today. Still, kitesurfing is for me the perfect balance for my everyday work as a managing director. And I always try to spend weekends and holidays at the sea. But in my daily lives, there's mostly very much focus on the duties I have to do to just make sure that we can reach our projects in a good quality.
Well, I could see you there in the office as we quickly video chatted before we started today. And everyone looked very busy there. But I would like to know from you, what happens on a day-to-day basis at Viva Con Agua? Obviously, we've got you in the office there planning your projects, as you said, but on the ground in these countries, I'm reading a bit here about drills, rigs happening and wells being created. What's going on in the ground around the world and how does that work?
Oh, that is very interesting because I sometimes feel that the different teams in Viva Con Agua really have a complete different daily work, because there's on one hand, as you said, the teams on the ground. For instance, in Ethiopia, where there is a drilling rig that is going around different regions in the Amhara region, where it's very dry and the groundwater is very deep. So they need to drill and also to find the different water sources to provide it then to the community. And we have an international team that is working closely together with the communities. They're doing the project design and they're also working closely with partners because we believe like just the cooperation makes it very sustainable on a long run. And so they are very more and also more technical teams. And
they're the top hands-on.
And their main focus is really to get this water going, but also have the sustainability for long term. And try to involve communities as much as possible to also overhand all the facilities to the communities then, because we don't want that the infrastructure is kind of always dependent on Viva Con Agua, but we want that they also can take care of them themselves.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Infrastructure.
Okay.
And then there's another team in here in Germany, and they are very much focused on awareness raising, but also in supporting the international network that is more community-based. So they do a lot of positive activism. We always try to get the vision of Water for All really in the hearts and heads of the people. So, I have to say,
your videos were incredible. I started doing my research and seeing some really lovely campaigns that you made, exciting music included. And then after time, I started to see that there's a culture at Viva Con Agua. And as your website states, that you describe them as, you know, engagement through joyful activities. That's what really is helping you engage these communities through art, music, sport, so many different things. Like, how did you come up with this idea to get your message across?
Oh, that is so great how you describe it. Yes. We really believe that music, sport, art, that are universal languages, languages that everyone understands. And these languages really connect people. They inspire them. They raise awareness, but in a very emotional and positive way. And we feel that this is really mobilizing for people. And next to that, also, there's a lot of role models who get involved with Viva Con Agua. Let's see. Or for instance, in the sport fields, there's soccer players or kite surfers or musicians in the music field. And these role models who are very well known and they influence a large number of people. And if they decide to use their publicity to raise awareness for this very important topic, This has a high value and really strong influence to mobilize more people to follow that vision. And it's always in a very positive way. So we don't try to kind of show the challenges or the negative aspects that we are facing. It's more about creating hope, creating, showing the potentials, and also kind of reminding people that water is life and the base of everything. And water in its core is something very joyful because it has such a huge impact on lives of people. So in this kind of DNA, we also try to get the volunteers and also other people to be involved. And there was also, as you said, some campaigns that really worked well. We always use this creative ways, but in 2023, for instance, there was in March the World Water Day. And yeah. At that time, there was the UN Water Conference in New York. And I was researching...
A water conference? Wow.
The UN Water Conference, like the
wow.
huge...
the United Nations. This is big.
Yes, very big. And I was expecting this kind of conference that might take place every second year or maybe every fifth year, something like that. And then I found out it was 47 years ago, the last one.
Wow.
So we as Viva Con Agua team were kind of shocked, but as well motivated to say, okay, let's make
it. I guess that's the only one you're going to go to in your lifetime at that rate, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Like to a lifetime.
So I was like, we need visibility now for water. And we did a huge campaign in the display on Times Square, where we had a Water is a Human Right campaign with a lot of very well-known personalities making the statement of water is a human right. And that, of course, was picked up by the press and the media and was really discussed, but in a very joyful and positive way, because it reminded us, Billie Eilish and Ed Sheeran, they are all making this statement. So there's something about
it. They drink water too. That this is very, very something very unifying about what you've done here. And you're clearly using your skills and your education in your field of marketing and business skills and social impacts, like you mentioned at the start. But we're talking so much about the importance of water here. And you highlighted that the impacts of clean water are huge on one's life. What are those impacts to somebody's life? Let's say from somebody that hasn't been drinking clean water to then starts to have access to clean water. What impacts are those on one person's life?
Yes, the impact is very strong. But before I zoom in on the impact, I would like to draw the big picture, because sometimes we feel water, fresh water is everywhere. It is the blue planet. So there's enough water, plenty of water. That is our perception. But actually, when we look at this, the science, there's just 2.5% of the world's water is fresh water. So just a little percentage.
Wow.
But most of this water is not accessible to humans, because most of it is in glaciers. So it's only 0.3% of this small amount of fresh water that is available to us.
Wow.
And that really makes it even more precious to see how little fresh water there is. And as you said, there's 703 million people worldwide with no access to clean drinking water. And now to imagine these people get the access to water, it is changing different parts of their life. The impact is, on one hand, their health, of course. The health has a huge impact, because if there's no clean water available, then there's water used like from open small lakes or small areas where there is some rainwater, but this is mostly not clean. And then they have strong diseases and also a high rate of especially children really suffering from diarrhea or even child death in early ages. So the health is very much protected. But also it influences all other parts of life, especially when you look around the development. Children and youth, when there's water, they can go to school always. Because if not, then they're mostly their duty is to collect water from kilometers away. So most of the time they're missing out school. Also women or young girls, when they're in their period, they are missing out the schools. And also women who are mostly responsible to collect the water for the family, they don't follow a job or are not very independent because they're mostly just caring to get water to the families. And all these areas of life are completely changing once there's clean water available.
Now let's talk a bit about some of your success stories. Which countries have you had the most success? Is that the right word to say successes in?
Yes, I would say so, because for us, when we think about our purpose, we really measure success in that way. How far are we with our purpose? How many people can we reach? How can we transform the lives through access to clean drinking water? And I really wish that more companies would really measure their success, not just in the income or in the growth rates and the KPIs, but also in the purpose they are following. And for us, a very strong success is definitely in South Africa, where we have, that is also in Cape Town. And when we are speaking about the cooperation also with Baltimore later, we can see how there's also a lot of connection points in that. But in South Africa, in Cape Town, we are supporting a project that is called Nina Manzi, that means Mother Water. And Nina Manzi is a trailer that gives showers and clean drinking water and hygiene possibilities to homeless people in Cape Town. So once they enter this, this washing trailer, they can also, they get their hygiene and they have new possibilities afterwards. So there's one person that I heard about that came to this Nina Manzi trailer, got a shower, really a new cloth, and then got a new job afterwards because he was, he had a kind of an application running, and without beforehand showering and really being very in a good shape, kind of, he would not have gotten the job. And so this really impacted also his life in general. And we support that project in Cape Town directly, but we also support in the Eastern Cape, that is another area in South Africa, where we support especially hygiene training. Where we playfully draw the attention to hygiene. As you said, universal languages for us is also a tool in hygiene trainings. So we use it to kind of, in a playful way, remind on hygiene rules or educate around hygiene. And then, especially with children and youth, support them in having a better understanding on the connection of water, sanitation, and hygiene, and make all the support that we are giving more sustainable, because kind of the people learn and understand why it's important.
And let's move on to this collaboration, or you've brought up Baltimore. It's on my questions here, of course. It's Inside the World of Duotone, and this is where we take you inside the world of Duotone. What is it then that you've done? What is the link to Baltimore and Duotone in depth that you have there at Viva Con Agua?
Yeah, it is very interesting because everything started in August last year, 2024, at the Kite Masters in St. Peter Ording. And there was conversations beforehand and the ideas of, I'm also a kite surfer for 7 years, so I'm very passionate around kite surfing. Nice. And I got to know the team of Boards and More. And we were really inspired and very creative in speaking about how can we combine the different ideas and also the values, because what I understand from Boards and More that they have their code of conduct, and they're very also like looking on safe water, safe the oceans, try not to leave trace. So they have very like the core values.
Yes,
and
definitely.
On the other hand, sustainability for them is a big topic in this, the concept Blue Range, where they try to use less water and to do some energy saving and have a smaller CO2 footprint. So really try to be also more sustainable in that field. And especially when we look at production, water is a huge thing usually. There's usually for dyeing and all that, there's a lot of water used. So I was inspired also to hear that they're in that. Because for us, a corporation, we kind of really check which partner is really matching, because we try to be very careful if maybe a company just is interested in a good communication with a charity organization, but they're actually not really inside. They're not really caring about sustainability too much. So this is for us really a red flag. And I had the feeling that, yeah, for Borton Moore and also Dutone, it is an important topic. So that was, yeah, a good match. And also seeing that water in its core, I mean, everything around kiteboarding is so much connected with water.
It's a lovely link, isn't it? Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it is. And what I feel when I'm kitesurfing, I really feel the love for water. Then I feel so connected with the nature. I feel the board underneath my feet and the water around, the water splashes in the
sea. Making me want to go kite surfing now, actually. You feel really the water, don't you? We drink water and we drink it and we don't really think, but something about kite surfing, you've really hit a good topic here where you feel it, you move the water and you're in the water. It's a lovely link and a synergy that you have found a lovely partnership with Duotone. So am I under the standing that Borton Moore have now become, that they've contributed to your charity?
Yes. And they used the World Water Day in March 2025 to donate to Viva Con Agua. And they wanted to support two projects in South Africa. As I just said already, the Nina Manzi wash baths, because they said they are always, as South Africa is such a hotspot for kitesurfing, a lot of their team riders are a lot of times in Cape Town or in South Africa in general. And there is a lot of links, but there's not this also this more charity aspect in it. So we are supporting together the wash bus Nina Manzi in Cape Town, as well as hygiene trainings in South Africa.
It's wonderful that you're doing that. And just sorry to interrupt you here, but I know firsthand those links and the way South Africa and Cape Town, especially what it means to people. I myself have been visiting for over 20 years. My wife is from Cape Town. She lives in England now. One of my children has South African passport. It's our second home to lots of people and kite surfers from around the world. So it's amazing that you've gotten involved there.
Yeah, it's really great. And for me, it feels as also kind of a starting point to support projects together. As I said, on one hand, Borton Moore is looking on their own sustainability or kind of social responsibility, but it's also to get more people to be aware around it. And I feel when we were in St. Peter Ording last year in August, Lasse Walker, for instance, he did a photo shooting with Viva Con Agua with a sign that said also water is a human right, to kind of make it more visible.
I like that message.
An important message. And we also think about maybe there can be other touch points, because of the kite community, there's so many engaged people and they are connected to the oceans, to water. And if there is more awareness around, the importance for water worldwide, that would be a great achievement.
How can listeners get involved? How can people get involved more here?
Yeah, I think the first step is really to kind of get in touch with the different projects we're doing also now together. Viva Con Agua is on Instagram and also LinkedIn. You can find the activities there to kind of get more in touch with that. Now, we also recently launched a book on the global water situation. That was kind of my last project where I was really zooming into the global challenges as well as finding all the potentials and solutions around water. That made me very hopeful and optimistic. And the best way to really support Viva Con Agua is in donating, of course, and really supporting projects in South Africa. And that is already possible with €5 a month, let's say. But also maybe you have a network where there's either in the company or in your friends, where there's people who would like to support. Yeah, spread the word around water. There's, in South Africa, there's also some kite surfers that provide downwinders for water. So they say,
wow.
I use a talent as a kite surfer to kind of inspire others. And I'm collecting donations and providing special tours because I love doing downwinders anyway. So I kind of combine it with my social activism. And that is what I see a lot, that people do own activities. There's also people who ride their bicycle across Africa and collecting donations or creating awareness, or yeah, musicians who do concerts for this purpose. And I think it really depends on what are you interested in and how can you use your talent to create a bigger meaning.
And I mean, and what an opportunity it is for people to also, you know, get involved and get, I bet there's people writing to you all the time. You know, you've got a huge following here. I'm looking at all these incredible things on your Instagram right now. You have over 162,000 followers. You've got some incredible stuff on there. So the opportunities of collaborating with people and doing projects together are very big for people to work with you. So it must be that you have it that way around. I mean, what does your inbox look like with people trying to contact you and get involved? Quite busy,
yeah,
I bet.
The inbox is busy, of course, but it's for us, it's always great to receive these messages of people who would like to get involved. And at the moment, there's the festival season. So in Germany, we are every weekend now on different music festivals. And there's in every festival around 40 volunteers coming with us. And they're doing the collection of this refundable cups. That is a big thing here. So one refundable cup is around €2. And they are donating it to Viva Con Agua. A lot of people that, the musicians on stages motivating to donate these cups. And that is also one activity that is taking place at the moment in Germany and also Switzerland and Austria. But furthermore, there's also all these single activities of motivated individuals who find their own ideas and they are sending us nice messages and also pictures of their activities. And that is always for us very motivating.
Yeah, I really advise our listeners to just take a look at Viva Con Agua, wherever you can, the website, the social media. Do you know what, Caroline? It looks like a really fun place to work or be involved in.
Yeah, it definitely is. So the last 7 years for me has been a huge adventure. I loved it every single day. And the last festival I've been at, I was even involved in a lot of fun activities together with the different music bands and activations that really made the entire the public donate and to sing for Viva Con Agua or to be just engaged and happy. So it is really a pleasure to do all these activities.
Well, nothing's better than doing things that you love and being passionate, but actually making a difference. And something I've really noticed here as well, just your timeline, Caroline, is that you've been CEO here for 7 years, but you also mentioned you've been kite surfing for 7 years. And such is the impact on kite surfing in our lives. Anyone listening that isn't kite surfing, I really encourage you to take a lesson and get into this sport. It can change your lives and perhaps it can give you the energy that you need to go on a new journey or explore something you really have wanted to. And clearly, Caroline, with speaking with you today, you have that energy and it just seems to go hand in hand with kite surfing itself.
Yeah, it definitely does. And it's kind of also rooting. This sport is like really rooting you in yourself and in connectedness to the nature.
It is wonderful. But thank you for joining us today, Caroline, CEO at Viva Con Agua.